the VSN Arcade Podcast.
Did I ever tell you what the definition of insanity is?
Ah! Minion! Draw the fire with your face!
Not the smartest way to greet the heavily armed group that just kicked in your door.
Head to virtualsportsnetwork.com and sign up for the forums today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the VirtualSportsNetwork.com Arcade Podcast. Today, we are very excited to have with us producer from HB Studios of the Golf Club, Mr. Anthony Kine. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule today. I know that you're in the final phases of working on the game, so I'm sure your time is very precious. But we do appreciate you taking some time and speaking to us about the game today. If you would, I'd like to open the floor up to you to give us a brief overview of the golf club and what all it should mean to the community.
Okay. Well, the golf club is a sort of it's a golf game that we didn't want to be sort of like everything else that had come before it. You know, we wanted it to be a very social aspect. We all play golf here two or three times a week during the summer. And, we find it a very social game, something that we hang around down the golf club with, meet a few people, different people from the community, and play golf with like older guys. We play golf with 15-year-olds and 60-year-olds and... So we wanted to reflect that in a game, and we didn't want to be the sort of TV-style golf games that had come before it. You know, that wasn't the market we wanted to get into. There's enough competition out there for that. So we decided we'd try and create something that would give the user the ability to create their local courses and get the feeling of an actual golf club and the feeling of community within that. So we went ahead and created a procedurally generated golf course creator. And then gives the ability to the user then to edit it as much as they like to create courses and create their local courses, create their dream courses, and play with their friends and new people and everything else and compete against them.
All right. Well, thank you. So, touching on that, why did you decide to go with the procedurally generated courses instead of real life locations?
Well, you know, we're an indie studio. You know, we've got a budget. We've got a good budget, but we didn't, like, you get involved in trying to get real life locations. You spend a lot of your budget on licenses and a lot of your budget on art just to get these, locations correct and looking perfect. And, we decided that, you know, people are creative people. Most people are, you know, people enjoy making things. So we thought, you know, if we create a system, that could create procedurally generated golf courses, and then people could edit from there, or even start from scratch and start editing. It would give them the ability to create the golf courses. It means that the game would be infinite. You're not getting a boxed copy of a game with like your 10 to 20 courses and you'd get bored of them after a certain amount of time. You know, the game's basically infinite in its amount of golf courses. You know, I was at GDC last week and I was standing at the stand and, you know, I must have created 300-400 different courses while I was standing there showing people. And it just blew their mind that you press the button and create a brand new course never seen before, and it was so perfect. So that was our goal, you know, get something down that people could play that was unique to them and then mold whatever they wanted and share with their friends.
Well, certainly I can appreciate that. So you're saying that you will be able to procedurally generate your own courses as many as you would like, and then for people that would like to specifically build a certain course that they might be in love with, that they would have the ability to build that and use it within the game?
Yeah. See, my initial dream for the game would be, I don't know if you guys play guitar, but, you know, Ultimate Guitar Tabs? You've got, like, every song up there in the world, and any song you want to try and play on the guitar, you just do a search for it. It would be great if everybody created their local golf course, and then you go... come up to Canada to meet me, and I'm going to take you out to our local Blue Nose golf course here. You can load up the golf club, type in the name to see if somebody's already made it, and then you can play it within the game to get an idea of how it plays before you actually come and take me on the golf course yourself.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds really cool. I like that. So tell me a little bit about the competitiveness within the game as far as the difficulty. I know in some of the other golf games that have been out in the past, you'd play a tournament and end up beating the field by, you know, 15 shots. What about is difficulty, or are there going to be varying difficulties within the game to help it be more realistic for some of your better golfers and also compensate for those among us who might not be as good?
Yeah. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to create a game that you weren't like this amazing pro, like a Tiger Woods type character or Phil Mickelson. You know, we wanted to create a game where you were a good player. You know, you don't, not everything you wanted to be dependent on swing itself. You know, no one wants to play like I do in real life, where you're 50% thinking about a shot and 50% hoping that you actually get the swing correct and you don't shank it into the trees. You know, so we wanted to make the guy a good player. And then we wanted to build from there that the more you played the game, you know, the better you got at it. But we didn't want, you know, tons of grinding to power up your player. And that was something we definitely wanted to get away from, because there's no fun for the guys that work 12-hour days. You know, we work 12-hour days for a good percentage of the year, mm-hmm. to then go home and get absolutely killed by somebody who's got 15 hours a day to waste on building up a character. It's like, that's no fun for anyone. So we didn't want that. We wanted people who were good at the game to show that they were good at the game rather than just the ability to build up your player. Mm-hmm. We didn't then, the difficulty settings, We were quite against at the beginning. We just wanted people to just have like flat stats, flat attributes, and play from there, and the good players would rise to the top. But we're finding, we went out for like a closed beta recently to 50 people, and we found that they were like the pros of the golf game genre. I think, you know, these guys have played the Tiger Woodses and the Lynxes and the PGA Tours over the last 20 years, you know, they know golf games inside out.
Right.
And they're shooting good scores. And we, you know, we were finding it hard to see why we couldn't work out why, when we were finding it so hard here. And, it turns out that the controllers on PC specifically are so different. You know, if you use the Xbox 360 controllers that we're using here, you've got less leeway with each shot than you have with a PlayStation 4 controller, which is a lot tighter in the dead zones. And a lot of these guys don't use 360 controllers. They use the Logitech stuff and the DualShock 4s and stuff like that. And so this is what, like, another reason why they were finding it so easy. On top of that, these guys are great golf, like video game golfers. They're like the Tiger Woods of real life, you know? So it's, we've got to try and find a happy medium that, gets every player that wants to play golf, from people like my dad, who's a golf nut in real life but not a big video gamer, in and enjoying the golf club, as well as these guys that like putting hours and hours into the game and enjoying it. So they rise to the top, but without running away with it.
Okay. So
what do you want to do?
We've heard that there was going to be no player progression. Is that correct?
Yeah, we didn't want... In that way that I was saying earlier, we didn't want players to build up their player over time just by putting an amount of hours, just basically grinding your way through.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been talk here, and I don't, like, it won't be for the original release, but moving forward, because, you know, this is a year, 2 year, 3 year project for us, you know, like, mm-hmm. after, it's not a release and it's all over. You know, we're going to keep improving on it, and handicap systems were something we were talking about recently. Where, you know, you start as a 28 handicap golfer, and then you keep them, and, you know, in real life, certain courses are, like, not available for you if you aren't of a certain handicap. You know, you can't play St. Andrews if you're a 28 handicap player. And I don't know, we could do something like that, that maybe you earn something to be able to get to them, players, you know, something like that.
Okay, so players, how would then people, like, over time make themselves better? Is that going to be something where everybody is stock, or is there going to be, like, players or points? Is that what you were?
Yeah, well, like, I think, like, to start with, it's just playing the game. It's like real-life golf, you know? Mm-hmm. The more you put in, the better you get at it, you know? And the,
okay.
and the, more, the more time you play the golf club, the better you are, you're going to get at playing golf within it.
Okay.
And I think the problem we're finding at the moment for the, like, very, very good golf, video game golfers is that there isn't enough of a challenge, I think, at the very start. And that's what we're tuning at the moment.
Okay. Gotcha. So, tell me a little bit about player creator features. You've mentioned that there's going to be ability to create your own courses. What about creating your own player? Will you be able to use an editor and, like, make your favorite tour pro and put them into the game, or would it just be generic player models?
Yeah, it's just at the moment we've got six generic player models. We've got two females and four males, and you can change their clothing and everything else. But, like, clubs and attributes and all that are all the same across the board.
Okay.
There has been talk on the forums, it was a really good idea, and something that we really liked was to actually be able to put the distances you hit your clubs at. So if you hit, like, certain clubs, a certain yardage, you can put that into your golfer. So then as you're going around courses that you've created, you play more like yourself. You know, I think the maximum you'll ever be able to hit are the distances we give you, so we don't want people to be maxing out clubs to 500 yards with the driver or anything like that. But what we want is, as I was saying, you know, if I'm creating my local golf course and I've invited you up to play, you can play that golf course with the sort of distances you'd hit, so then you could go around the course and see how you would play that course in real life before you come here.
All right. So following up on the player models, are you going to have gear from the real manufacturers like Ping, TaylorMade, etc.?
Not at the moment. We haven't got any partnerships in the game. We're looking to, we're talking to a few people at the moment. These guys are very, very hard to get to. And in fact, you know, they've got a very strong brand, and they don't want to, you know, ruin their brand with anything that's not great. So before we had something that we can actually show to them, they weren't really interested in talking to us. Now that we've press releases and we're out for beta and we can give them copies of like a demo, they've started to show interest now. So in the coming months, hopefully some of these talks will come and people can dress up in the same sort of clothes and use the same clubs as they use in real life.
Okay. Well, I think then that might be a segue into the next question I had for you. You know, provided you're able to do that and other things as the game gains momentum in the community, have you started to look at the potential for any downloadable content or DLC?
Well, yeah, I think it's not... We don't want a game that has got pain points in, you know, where you have to pay money to progress and anything like that. That's not what we set out for at the beginning. We just wanted to make a fun golf game. But for this to be a 3-year project, you know, we're not going to be year-on-year release like a lot of sports games that are out there. You know, we wanted to get away from that model, and we wanted to just do one release, you know, and then build on it from there. So, say in the golf course creator at the moment, we've got five themes when we release. There'll be a rural, so more like an English countryside type theme. We've got an autumn theme. We have a desert theme, a lynx theme, and an alpine theme. So that's the five we're going to ship with. But, you know, some people, you know, we might want a cityscape. You know, if you're trying to create certain things, you know, we want more landscapes to put our golf courses in. So maybe a tropical one, maybe looking out the window at the moment, all the snow that's falling here, some sort of snowy type landscape. And, you know, we could sell them. I think the real thing for us is we don't want to stop anyone from enjoying the game if they're not, like, constantly putting money into it. But I think we want to enhance the experience for people who do want to put a lot of money into it. So if you want to make your course better, more beautiful, stuff like that, you know, we'll provide content for people that they can then pay extra for. Because, you know, it takes a lot of time and effort our side to make these things that can go into your courses. So it's like...
No, yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
So let's talk a little bit about offline modes. Will all of the standard play modes that we've seen in other golf games in the past be present, like a career or season mode?
Well, what we've got the stroke play, four ball, and match play. and then you can play against other ghost balls. So what we've got is every time you play online or anything like that, we cache everything onto your machine, and then these will be kept there. So even if you're online, you can continue to play against them people. So if you've had a great round on a course that I've created and I've played against your ball in the past, I can go back and play that at any point. Okay. You know, the whole point of the game really is that social experience. So it's very much online. We're not stopping anyone from playing it offline. But, you know, if you want to get the maximum experience out of it, you know, you want to be online. You know, I want to see you on my golf course and I want to be competing against you. I want to be in a tournament against you where we're both playing our courses that we've made, or a course that one of the communities made that we both think is amazing. You know, we can create a tournament like that that could last a month, and we have like a game a night.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the on-the-course gameplay. You know, how that works with the controls for swing, putting grid, caddy assist, things like that.
So what we had when we first started, we wanted to make sure that we wanted an analog control. You know, swing back, swing forward. Type motion. It was all about tempo and feel. We were very, very particular, and it had to be about feel. You know, the good golfers that I know, and when I hit good shots playing golf, you know you've got a good feel of the ball. And the days that you hit it wrong and it goes badly, you know you didn't get the right feel of the ball. And it was something that we really, really pushed for. At the beginning, we actually had a power meter. And it was actually our graphic designer. She was doing some HUD elements, and she broke it accidentally on a Friday night. And then a few of us went home over the weekend and were playing it, and we all came to the conclusion that it was actually more fun not looking at the meter and feeling the ball. So we all came down. We had a meeting on the Monday, and then we took it out. The whole team played it, and everyone had the same conclusion. So we took the meter out, and we go, yeah, I think we've managed to create the right feeling of the game now if we don't actually need the meter. So that's that. You know, we had this shot arc in the game that the community weren't so keen on. It was too easy to shape your shots. And, you know, we were trying to create something that you see on TrackMan Golf and stuff like that, where you can see the bend of the ball. What we were doing was we were showing that at the beginning of the shot. The idea was that, you know, Bubba Watson's shot there where he was in the trees a couple of years ago, where he bent it around the trees and onto the green, that amazing shot. I wanted to create something like that where you could visualize how you were going to do it. The problem was, I think it became a little too easy. So we're removing that. We're going to keep it in for the course creator so you can see how people could play certain shots. Mm-hmm. And take that out. So we've got that. And, you know, we've got the normal abilities to add spin, fade and draw, you know, loft, all that through a stance editor. So we've combined the stance editor with a club loft editor. So it's like on a small graph. And the more you change that away from the center of your normal shot, like a normal shot, the harder the actual shot becomes to pull off. So adding a huge amount of fade or a huge amount of draw is going to be a tough ask. But, you know, adding a little bit is quite easy. So the better you are at the game, the better you are at doing these kinds of things. What we did also set out for at the beginning was we didn't want to have the ability to add spin or anything like that after the shot had been taken. You know, we were very keen to not have that. We wanted to, like in real life, you know when you've hit a good shot and you know when you've hit a bad shot. We didn't want the ability to then look at the shot and sort of alter it mid-air. So we got away from that. And then what else have we got? Putting. Putting is, you just have to aim the shot. You look at the grid, you know, it's got the same feel as the rest of the clubs where you've just about getting the weighting right, and just follow the grid and see if you can get the ball in the hole, really.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about, more about the online play. Is there going to be any type of tournament capability online that you could use within the game?
So the tournament design is exactly the same as the course design, really. What you do is it's like a huge playlist of golf courses. So you pull in your tour, you can create as big a tour as you like, pull in say 20 courses, and you can create each course is like a mini tournament. So then you add how many rounds you want within that, and each, you know, at the end of each tournament, then you, a certain person gets a certain amount of points. And then you go through each of the courses until the end, and the leader of the winners of all them little mini tournaments that are in that list is the winner of the tour.
Okay.
And you can share them with your friends, you can share them online, you can make them public, you can do anything you like with them.
So we could have, say for example, like for our site, we could have a virtual sports network community that was private for just people that are part of our site and our community, and then you could have at the end of the tour, you would have a champion based on their performance through over the course of the season.
That is correct, yes. So that's the aim. So we're that's what we're planning on doing. You know, that's what we're working on at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Will there be any more grass options and colors to the editor to help differ the courses?
Not at the moment. It's one of the things we, like, I think we've got the looks down for what we want each theme to look like at the moment. We're in the process at the moment of adding different physics per theme as well. So we've got a couple of themes that are slightly different, but we want to add for all five themes. So desert, the ball bounces more, the ground's a lot harder, where the autumn type theme, it's a lot more soggier, a bit more rain, you know, so the balls don't bounce quite as high, and the greens are a little stickier.
Okay.
So we've got that. That's a differentiation at the moment. There's not going to be, we're not going to give people too many options at the start of, for release for how they want certain grass colours and stuff. But as I said, it's a completely open editor, really. So in the future, we want to keep giving them more and more options. It's just the more options you have, the more time it takes to give them to the users. So it's just like it's going to be a gradual thing.
Okay. What about the possibility for multiple pin locations in the editor?
Yeah, that's, again, something we wanted actually from the start. We were really keen on getting it in, but as we added the ghost balls, it started adding a little bit of a confusion about where, how the ball would fall down the hole, and, like, if you've played the round and I want to play against your ghost because you've got, a 68 on it, and I'm thinking that's a great round, and then I'm watching your ball and it starts sinking into the floor because the hole has moved to another point. And it was like, there was a lot of little challenges to it. And we said, okay, it's something we want to do, put it on the backlog. But unfortunately, I just don't think we're going to get time to address it before release. But I think it's something we're going to be working on post-release for other updates.
Okay. And what about plans for 27 hole courses where you get the option to pick which two nines you want to play?
Yeah, again, that's one of them things as well. It's like, we haven't got anything in there like that at the moment. You know, the maximum we can create within the course creator at the moment is 18.
Okay.
But, you know, it's an open list of things that we want to do. So they're on there as well. You know, for the first, you know, it's a bit like, you got to take small steps at a time.
Right.
And, you know, 18 hole courses, you know, you can create one hole to 18 hole. And we said, we get that working, we're good. Because what we've got, you know, it's like, there's no loading times in our game.
Right.
You know, there's no waiting between holes, because the whole course is loaded into memory in one go.
Okay.
So you zoom out, you can see every hole, you can see all the ghost balls from other players on the other holes, and you can, you know, hit the ball from the first tee over to the 15th fairway and hit it back, and you can be exactly like I play in real life. And, you know, it's all there. So the bigger the holes, the more holes, the more memory we're taking up. So we needed to be a little bit conscious of that as well. Especially as it's like our first Gen 4 game as well. We need to know how to manage the memory in that kind of thing as well.
Understood. And so, speaking of Gen 4, I understand that the golf club is going to be available for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC platforms. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Any chance that you would look at the PS3 and 360 for a future release, or is that still kind of TBD?
It definitely looking at it. You know, when we set out to make the game, you know, we said we want to make a Gen 4 quality game, and you know, we used compute shaders which help, you know, make the courses generate so quickly and stuff like that. So we went down a road that meant that, you know, we're not catering for the Gen 3 at the moment. But, you know, it's not impossible to pull back and get something running on the PS3 and Xbox 360. It was just the fact that, you know, we've got a small team. There's 10 of us really, majority of the time, and we're pushing towards a goal, and three platforms is enough to start with, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Understood.
There's a market there for 360 and PS3 gamers as well, you know, so it's not something we want to miss. I still haven't got a Gen 4 console at home, mainly because I'm always in the office working on this golf game, so I don't get a chance to play any games at home at the moment. But, you know, there's a market for it, so we want to get it out to people. People who enjoy golf and want to do something, create courses, we should give them the ability to do that.
Sure. I understood. There is a huge installed base there, of course, with the last gen technology. But you start to run the risk reward of, you know, over time, how many of those are migrating to next gen, and have you exceeded the physical limitations of hardware that's now, you know, 7 or 8 years old. So it's kind of that. You have a fine line there.
Yeah, that's true, but everything can be done with time, you know. If you spend a bit of time and you're clever, there's no reason why it can't be done, you know. It's like, I think for us, it's tough with the team that we've got to try and get on five platforms in one go. Mm-hmm. But if we release this and then after, you know, we can start looking at how would it work on a mobile device, you know. I used to commute when I lived in London, and one of my favourite things to do would be to create courses on my way home on the train, so when I got into my living room, I could then go and play them. You know, something like that. If we could do some companion apps or anything like that we can swap between platforms would be amazing.
Okay. Well, let's say I had another question that came in from the community. Will you have a version of the game that works with a golf simulator?
It's not hard for us to do, and we're in talks with, I think five different companies have approached us about it at the moment. So we're talking to all of them. I even got approached by somebody at GDC last week, and they're all very keen to work with us, and we're keen to work with them, because I think it's a great aid, you know, to do that. And if you can create your own golf course, and then you can go around and play it at home, perfect your game for when you're actually out on the course itself, it would be amazing. The way we've created the game, the swing mechanic is completely separate to the ball physics. So what happens is, as the swing comes down and the club hits the ball in the animation, we actually transfer the head speed and the spin and the loft of the club and all that onto the ball. So what you actually get from these golf simulators is a file that actually has all that information that we need. So all we have to do is actually just place that onto the ball, and it works. So it's not a hard or out of the question thing to do. It's just basically getting a deal with the right company that we feel that we should be working with.
Outstanding. Well, we'll look forward to hearing future word about that. Another thing I know that's been on a lot of people's minds, we know that there's, as you mentioned earlier, the closed beta that's going on for an extremely limited number of members of the golf game community. Is there going to be a demo of the golf club available for the platforms that it's coming out on, PS4, Xbox One, and PC?
I'm not sure at the moment. It's strange, because we were hoping to go into sort of like an early access phase. Well, we're definitely going to be doing that on the PC. We're working towards that now, so we can like give everyone a date. And we spoke to Sony and Microsoft about doing something like that on their platforms. But the problem is that the way their shops and stores work at the moment, there's no way of sort of going early access at the moment. And it's something they both want to get into. But I think we're going to come out a little bit early for them to do that. So we must really, we know, we'll look at getting a demo out there or something like that for them people if they can't get on early access.
Okay. Well, so with that in mind, then, of course, the million-dollar question, what is the current expected launch date, if you're able to share that?
It's spring 2014 at the moment.
Yes, it is.
that's what we've said. It's, you know, I can say a date and I can be wrong, you know, and disappoint people. At the moment, what we've got is we said spring and it's like, that's what we were sort of aiming for. And we're still on track for that. You know, I actually did a plan this morning to show, what was needed to be done to, to get it out on all three platforms. And the plan's looking good. You know, there's conversations to be had. Also, we've got, there's potential partners that I mentioned earlier that might want to get on board. So it might be worth delaying slightly to get them on. It's all dependent on certain things. We haven't got a marketing or PR team in on it yet either. You know, we've just done all of it ourselves and they might say this is a better release window for you. But for the on track, you know, we've still got a bit of work to do. We've still got a couple of features we want to do. And the early access or the, closed beta that we put out, you know, we got some great feedback from that and we've been working on the feedback there. You know, we don't want to just release something that doesn't work.
Understood.
You know, and we've got a really good following from the community at the moment and a lot of people behind us. And I've worked in video games for 17 years and I've never seen, you know, a closed beta go so well or you know, even an announcement being accepted so happily by the community that there was like going to be some competition out there and, different kind of games. So while then people are loving us at the moment and, you know, and we're planning on doing a great game because we're building it for ourselves, not just them. We want to make sure that if people are going to buy the product, it's going to show us off in the best light and show the game off in the best light. You know, we don't want to be putting something out just because we put a hard date and we don't want to disappoint people.
Understood. I appreciate the candor there. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, we are now, that is the last of our questions. Is there anything else that you would like to tell us about the golf club?
No, not really. It's as I said, for any of you that's really been like keeping an eye on it, you know, procedurally generated courses, the fact that it's infinite, you'll never get bored, the fact that you can play with your friends, even if they're not online at the time, you can still go back and play against them, and there are certain best rounds. It's, you know, we've got a very nice online system. You can create, you know, it's like The Sims in the fact that you can create anything and share them with your friends. It's very creative. Even if you're not creative, you can press three buttons and you can create, like, it generates a course for you. And it's, you know, it'll be a good course. It's very atmospheric. You know, the commentaries are hilarious. I don't know if you've heard it, but it's really good. It sounds like your buddy giving you a bit of stick every time you hit the ball wrong. You know, and that's it, really.
Well, thank you very much. We look forward to hearing more about the release in the coming weeks. Thanks again to Anthony Kine, producer from HB Studios for the Golf Club. And everyone, please sign up for the forums at virtualsportsnetwork.com. Also follow us at VSN Gaming on Twitter. Thank you all, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, Billy.
Thank you.